Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself.
Hey guys, it's Hayley Quinn here, and welcome back to another episode of Attraction HQ, my podcast where we really dig into love, sex, dating, relationships, giving you practical, useful, and also pretty simple advice actually for getting much better with the women in your life. Today it is my pleasure to be joined by Charles Rare, aka Rare Thoughts, co-founder of Subjectivity UK, writer and therapist, who's, I have to say, because we've just taped another podcast already, a pretty punchy speaker, super direct, very philosophical, and he's going to teach you a lot. And in our last podcast, we stumbled across an amazing topic to share with you today. So get this. It's about putting your chips in and following through on your intentions. So it's about banishing hesitation, accepting that life isn't really perfect, accepting the challenge of the moment, and proceeding forward with a course of action in the face of fear of failure. So this could be about hesitating to ask out that woman that you want, or being undecided about whether to pursue a relationship or not. Hesitancy, I think, is a destroyer of desire, and it really doesn't get you very far. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't reflect on this and take a moment out to decide the right course of action, but we're going to be giving you some steps about how you can follow through. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me again.
Again?
Awesome.
Yeah. The secret is we've actually been chatting all afternoon.
Yeah, so. We have. And we haven't. It's literally been non-stop.
Yeah, you can't get a word in edgeways on this podcast today, because we're both talking. So, Charles, how would you think about it when we're speaking to the guys? How would you describe, you know, actually going for a goal and deciding to put your intentions and your chips and the benefits towards doing that?
I think you've already highlighted a key word in this: intentions. I mean, we don't always think about it. Sometimes we think about desires and what we want, but we don't think about the intention behind that or as the driving factor. And I think like this lack of an understanding of our intention comes from how guys have been cultivated to be the type of masculine type of men they are in today's society. And that's to sort of rid the man of his emotions, control him through his ego, and drive him away from self. And I feel like that is what is thrown the decisions and the movement of men into such disparity, like,
yeah,
disarray.
Yeah,
that's what I was looking
disarray.
For. Disarray.
Yeah, and I think there's lots of things which tell you, I think, in modern life, like, not basically don't make a decision. Whether it's like you're on Tinder and you're like, well, there's always many other women that are
options.
Out there. We're living the options age.
Yeah, like, just think of, it's so crazy that even though there is a site, it's called Plenty of Fish. And like, how does one make a decision or a move forward with a commitment through Plenty of Fish when, well, it's telling you there's plenty of more fish, you know? And it's just, I've had this analogy before where what we tend to do, especially as men, is we love to keep the back door open a little bit. We love to keep the back door on the latch. And what that is, it's our escape route. So the moment, because we, like I said, we've been cultivated in such a way to hide away from emotions, we keep it open so that if we're presented with that emotion and then we feel that fear, we can escape, right? We don't want to shut it because we don't want to deal with it. So it's always left open. And that's almost like the options. That's like sometimes we still continue to speak to certain people so that we can kind of, you know, have that sort of access to them when we need it.
Right. So just in case this relationship with this one doesn't work out, you've got some others that
you can fall back on, right?
Yeah.
You can fall back on this. And they always say, like, what? Even the world teaches it. Keep your options open. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
Do you not think that we've you know, subconsciously had taken this in and been conditioned to sort of be the people that the world speaks of.
Yeah, exactly. And when actually a really awesome relationship is one where there is dependency and you put some eggs in that basket.
Yeah.
And you know what else? I had one of my male clients shared this with me and I thought this was a true piece of golden wisdom. He was like, listen to the phrase. He's like, I was considering, you know, staying friends with these few of these girls that I was kind of seeing on Facebook, or maybe just keeping Tinder going, even though I really like this girl, because, you know, it might not work out. But then he said, brilliant. He's like, but then I thought about it and I thought, well, I really like this girl. And if it doesn't work out, what freaking comfort is Tinder and a few people on Facebook going to be?
Exactly.
True.
Real,
you know, true.
Yeah.
So you've just got to be cautious there, because sometimes when you keep that door, what's it, the door on the latch?
You keep the door on the latch.
You keep the door on the latch. The problem is the woman in your life will find the door on the latch and then she is going to freak out and the security of your relationship goes. And in fact, what in sake of what? Because you were afraid to make a decision, or you thought, well, what will happen if I really commit myself and give intimacy to this person?
Having that door on a latch, it prevents you from dealing with difficult situations.
Mm-hmm.
Because the door on a latch is something a lot of people put on throughout their whole life. And that's within work, career, ambitions and goals. Let's take our own goals, for example. And there's such a movement as towards not actually going for it. And why do you think that is? It's not because people don't want to. It's that the door's on the latch. So when something backs them up enough, mm-hmm. there isn't a solid wall. It's just a door that they can fall back through. I'm going to go this way quickly. I'm going to exit until it becomes a bit more comfortable for me. And that prevents you from actually dealing with the reality that you need to deal with. So sometimes you have a fear and you don't want to see what the outcome of dealing with this fear is going to be like. But sometimes if you want to really overcome it, you have to face it on head on. You have to give yourself no other option. You have to cut off all other escape routes. It's almost like putting a child in a room and saying, you're not leaving until it's done.
Yeah.
And you have to treat yourself in the same respects, because that's what the ego is.
No, I think that's so true. Sometimes when I've found my moments where I've had the most inspiration, I've actually got through the most things. And you know, and when you get through something, you kind of prove something to yourself, you feel good and you feel reward. It's often when my back has been completely up against the wall and there's been like nothing else to do but face that thing. Mm-hmm. And I think we get so good at not facing things and sweeping stuff under the carpet. And this could just be that you think, I would meet a woman, but you know what? Like, my work is kind of hectic at the moment. You know, like the classic, I'll do X when I've already done Y. So you kind of put artificial barriers before you can take that action.
Yeah.
It could be that you're thinking, well, I'm not really sure if I should, you know, commit to this person because I just want to see how it goes a little bit longer.
And you said something which I thought was so awesome. These artificial barriers. We put artificial barriers between us and the things that we want to basically achieve, when we should be putting the barriers behind us, preventing us from wanting to escape.
Right.
So it's almost like we don't always need to get to being backed up so against the wall until we have no choice. We need to get to the point where we actually make the decision to put the barriers and set ourselves up to face what we need to face.
Right.
I feel like that is something a lot of people could benefit from.
Right. So let's put this into a couple of dating contexts.
Mm.
Let's apply the knowledge.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, let's go. Let's do it. So, dating context number one, guy really wants to ask girl out. He sees her around. Maybe she works at the coffee shop, or they work in the same building, or she's a neighbor, and they kind of have maybe a tiny bit of small talk.
Mm-hmm.
He is really worried that if he puts himself out there and actually makes a connection to her and then asks her out, that she's gonna be like, no mate, like, and this is weird now because we see each other every day.
Yeah. Well, let's look at the alternative. If you don't do it, how are you going to feel afterwards?
Yeah.
You're going to probably feel even worse. You're going to sit in this place of limbo, wondering what if, and then you're going to be dealt with regret.
Yeah, and also in that space where you're like, oh, there is this one person I like, but I just can't really. It's not the right time to ask her out. Again, if we kind of like pick that apart a little bit, what you're really saying is you've actually managed to get yourself caught in a scenario where you can't have a relationship,
mm-hmm.
or you can't any kind, short or long term, because there's this one person you're interested in, you can't have them. So that's, you've taken yourself off the market for nothing.
Yeah.
So I think having resolution in that scenario is good. And also sometimes if you do an action that empowers you and you feel positive about it and it's communicating authentically to the person, then you should at least be able to, even if they're not on the same page, you can walk away on that and you can think, you know what, I did well there. Like, I did justice to myself.
I was a very, an odd little boy when I was younger.
I bet you were.
Like, despite the confidence a lot of people feel like suits today, I don't think I wasn't confident back then, but what it was is that I didn't really understand it. So all I knew is that if there was a girl, I think a lot of guys do this, we run through a million scenarios and we try to pick the best one, but the reality is that you don't even get to one of them. So I used to try and sort of like ascertain, how should I do this? How did it? And then I got to the point, and I was getting much older here, where I thought, you know what? What do I really want to gain from this? So sometimes I felt, you know, I just genuinely wanted to compliment a girl, or I thought the best way was to compliment her. And so that was like this, the goal I set for myself. All right, you want to compliment that person, compliment them. Because the idea was that when I was younger, and because I never approached girls that much, I even got fearful and scared of approaching girls, even if I wanted to say, oh, I actually like that skirt. Because it was a genuinely, I like that skirt. It looks actually really nice. But I got so anxious if you even wanted to say that. So to start reversing the process, I started those small steps. If I genuinely wanted to say a compliment, like I like your smile, or that, and it was just no expectation attached, I would do that. And that's a way of building your confidence and reducing the anxiety. Sometimes those are our barriers. So if you really want to kind of overcome that, work on those small things. You want to say something, you want to say hi, do it. Have no expectation. Mm-hmm. Some people may, remember, like, how you act towards someone and how they react towards you is a reflection of them more than it is you.
Right.
So don't take on the burden that, you know what, their reaction is defining you. Like, if she says, no, I don't want to talk to you, stop talking
so
to me.
So much
stop
more saying, to do with yeah. her than it is to do with you, right?
Exactly.
Like, remember, you are literally a drop, your 2 seconds that you spent talking to is a drop in the ocean of in the sea that is her life. So it's like, you don't make that much impact. Yeah. You know, she is influenced by everything that's brought her to that space today.
Exactly. So that is, I think it's very important, because we guys, we love to take on a burden. And if we don't, you know, you feel like, you know, as hunters, you want to sort of go and get your prey and whatever and bring it back. But if you don't, you feel like a failure, and you take, we internalize a lot. And again, this is going back to this whole idea of men not being as emotional and open about these topics. So we hold it in, we let it destroy us from the inside out. And then you get this guy who's just like, you know, as soon as a girl says no, he's like, oh, well, you're ugly anyway, you know, so who wanted you? Was you not the guy who just approached her for a number saying she was beautiful? Yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay. Then. Right. I've got another scenario, which I really want to hear your perspective on as the man right at the moment. So a guy is hesitating or uncertain about whether to have a full-blown relationship with this girl, because he'd said to himself, I want to be by myself. He's met this girl. She seems really awesome. They have a good connection, but he's hesitating. Now, is the solve there, spend time by yourself and sort your head out? Or is there a solve there in actually questioning why you're holding back so much?
Definitely why you're holding back. And I've had these direct conversations with certain men, and indirectly through the women these men are dealing with. And sometimes what you see is he's already in a relationship with her. It's just not committed.
Right.
So everything he fears, what is it? Is he fears the back door closing.
Back That's to the back is, door.
Yeah,
latch.
Back to the back door. Because he's already spending he's investing a lot of time into it. He's being intimate with him, sometimes with her. Sometimes these occasions, they're already going out in public and doing, you know, datey stuff. And so it's like, what really changes? The only thing that changes is that he's going to commit himself to her. And it's something he's always doing. It's like the scenario of a guy who says, I'm not an emotional person. But then this guy, you will see him laugh. You will see him happy. You will see him sad. You will see him agitated. You will see him excited. Are those all not emotions? Mm-hmm. So to say that I'm unemotional, all he's doing is linking it to the romantic sense. What he's saying is that I am not good with communicating my emotions. I am not good with handling your communication to me. I don't know what to do with that. So the real fear here is closing that door and having to then explore yourself. I've got this analogy where
I think on that point, a nice piece of advice that came my way was someone said, I don't care what you say, if you text her every day, she's your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I think that's
because, you know, at the end of the day, there are some people that, because anyone who's in a relationship, I feel like you can't even imagine a day without speaking to them.
Right.
It's like, if that happens, something's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're in this long distance relationship and you have this understanding, bunny fingers, understanding that we're both busy. No, it doesn't happen. But so if you go a day without it, it's just as.
And if I go 8 hours, I'm like, what has gone on?
Yeah, it's
someone's just like, died, someone's cheating, someone's up to something.
Thank you. Like, you, yeah, everyone speaks. Like, it's almost, it's just as much as you breathe.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Sometimes, like, right. They're just there. Sometimes you can be on the phone to them and just, you're genuinely not having a conversation, but you're just as you would be if you were in each other's presence.
Right.
It's like, we're just here. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. Just doing this. Like, you know, okay, cool. What are you doing? Still a bit aware, just typing a few things up. But that's the beauty, because some people think, oh, that's weird. Why would you do that? But don't you do that in person anyway?
Right.
Yeah. So it's normal. It's completely normal.
What I like about this as well is I think during this podcast, we've incidentally, for the guys out there, I hope you can see there's little things that you'll learn about, like, that are coming through truths about relationships. And relationships, it's not all that you have to go and do all this stuff and constantly entertain her and that she's going to reject you. No. Actually, when you get into it, if it's a good one, it's pretty calm.
Yeah,
it's like day to day.
Because it's either the reason why it gets into that hectic mode is because you are perceiving particular expectations of they have, or you have set certain expectations of you that define the sustainability of the relationship. So we always have to break that down. I mean, I'm not saying don't make an effort to date more and go on these dates, but don't feel like you have to do it all the time. Sometimes the date is just you two sitting down, watching whatever you watch. It's sometimes sitting down and her feet's on you and just rubbing each other's feet, and you are both happy and content, you know? And I think when we get to that place, then you find comfort.
Yeah.
Outside of that is just discomfort. How can you? Because I've been in situations where
I also think, don't you think, that the back door being on the latch is also a great way to cause discomfort in your life?
Yeah, stress. Just the whole discomfort around, because when something scary is happening, what do you do? If you have a back door, and if something threatening is happening, you start to move towards it. So it's not to say you're running out, but you start to move. These movements are patterns that can be seen in relationships. I was in a relationship a few years ago, long time, like around college times, and I would always know when something is wrong. Call it my intuition, but I would always know when it was about to, she was about to sort of call it off. And then, you know, because I would see the patterns would change, the behaviors would change, and people make decisions before they do the movement. They move before the decision is ultimate, basically. So you start to see, okay, cool, they're not calling as much, their behavior and the way they communicate with me is different, because they are trying to ease their way out.
Yeah, you start to detach.
Yeah,
right, that's it.
You start to detach. And it's a slow process. It's just like,
and sometimes you don't even realize you're detaching. This is the crazy thing as well. So I don't know, guys, like, I think that what we're saying is that sometimes, not all the time, obviously, you know, everyone needs a certain amount of life experiences to kind of understand the parameters of your world and what's the right thing for you. Sometimes you also need to sit with an issue and think on it till you know the right course of action. But there is a real beauty in taking a course of action.
And it's what you said, like, sometimes we need to have life experiences. So have them. You know, it doesn't matter how it ends. It's just have it. And then, you know, then sort of like rewrite the story, because that's really what happens. Is like, before we've even walked through the door, you're looking at the door and you're like, oh, what's behind it? It's this, it's that. You try and find every reason to not go through the door. When, to be fair, going through the door was probably one of the best things you've done, even though it was the wrong door. You might have found something. And
but there could be another door through that door.
Exactly. And what you usually find is a bit of yourself.
Right.
That's it. You take it, you add it, you move on, and that's it. Like, I've approached girls where I've been rejected like terribly, you know. But
I would say Charles is quite a suave guy. He is. He's well dressed. He's charming. He's charismatic. Good smile.
I try.
Smart. You know, what happened to you?
But it's the idea, isn't it? Like, because that, you know, if you use people's reactions to your movements and how you sort of go for certain things to define you, then you change how you perceive yourself. And, you know, you get to a place where you start sort of disliking yourself. Like, what is it about, me? Sometimes it's not that, you know, again, we've said it's sometimes it's more about that person. And even if it's about you, well, what can that teach you? What does it teach you about yourself? Maybe your approach was different. We had a show through Subjectivity UK and it was about social media. Are we connected? And the whole idea was that this idea that technology has taken over so much that we don't even know how to sort of have conversations. And I'm talking about real time interactions. And I think this is true within relationships as well. The idea is that, you know, the whole approach is becoming such a myth, an old school, you know, myth, because it's so easy to do the Tinder swipes and all of this stuff that we're not having real conversations. So the anxieties that arise is due to your lack of experience in just doing it.
Right. Because so you don't stress, right, about stuff you do every single day and that's normal to
exactly.
you. And I have to admit, that's the thing is, Tinder and all that can be the path of least resistance, right? Because how much effort it is to move a finger from left to right
and
or right
to say
to left.
Hi, or for guys to actually have this copy and paste messages, or for you to sit down for 20 minutes to just to write a paragraph that, you know, puts you, you know, creates you in the best light possible.
Yeah, and I think the beauty, if you can get into approaching people during the daytime, and I would say if this is something or any time that you see them, and if you're interested in this, by the way, go to HayleyQuinn.com/hermind. That's H-E-R-M-I-N-D, because I've got loads of free videos there for you about starting a conversation, because get this, starting a conversation in real life now has become a rare commodity.
It has.
So you know what? If you don't, you can swim around with all the other fishes on Tinder, or you can make a real impact and also say something about your identity and put yourself into the world by saying hello where it counts in real life.
100%.
Oh man, this podcast is flying by. We're going to get Charles again. In the meantime, I'm going to end by asking Charles four questions that I always ask at the end. And he's already had a run through of this on my women's podcast, so this should be slick. And they are, to begin with, a love hack. Way to approach love that will make it better.
Shall I give the same one? Or
yeah.
The same one? Okay, cool. So what I said on the other podcast is that it was the idea of reflection in the relationship. Now, love is looked at sometimes as something someone else needs to sustain for you, but in reality, you need to sustain it for yourself. So what I tend to do with my partner is that, you know, this is without her knowledge, but she'll probably know now anyway, because she's listening. But I sit down with photos, videos, and just a simple thought of everything that made me fall for her in the first place. What that does, it throws me back to day one. Because just think about it. If you spend, you know, an hour think about all things negative that happened yesterday, well, understand that yesterday is now in your mind, it is now today, it is now this current moment. So you can put yourself back on square one by regurgitating, reverberating, and recycling the love and the idea that made you put you in that position in the first place. So I do that on a frequent basis to ensure that I am filling my own glass up.
Right. And that's it again. You see, filling his own glass up, looking for internal reference rather than external. Very important. Okay. Over to a life hack.
Life hack is the value of time and where you place it. Like sometimes we end up in places where we, you know, we wonder, why am I here? And sometimes you're there because you were chasing something that you deemed as necessary in that place. So sometimes you find yourself in jobs that you don't want to be in. And that's simply because you're chasing the money and not your own values or whatever you value. I place my value on time. And we spoke about time being just one of the most important things in everything we do.
Right. So when you're hesitating about asking that girl out, notice I would spend 30 seconds in fear of saying hello to her rather than a month or maybe more
of not regretting not saying hello to her. That was the best way to put it. Exactly that.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes when I approach someone, it wasn't, I tried not to make it about getting the person's number. It was usually about like opening up a conversation.
Exactly.
And if they had time, we would go and get a drink or, you know, in
exactly.
that time.
So the mindset is like, I'm attracted to her. So I'm going to create an opportunity for myself to go and talk to her. If we connect, and there's a big if here, and remember, this isn't all on you. Like, you know, there's personal chemistry involved and she has to be open and receptive to that.
Absolutely.
And in a space to have that dialogue with you. Under those circumstances, if that happens, most natural thing in the world to go get a drink or to swap numbers. So don't even think about that. Focus on the personal connection element first. It'll get you so much further.
Exactly.
Okay. Romantic something.
The romantic something.
The romantic something that's happened to you.
The romantic, most romantic thing that's ever happened to me is after my first date, I call it, with my current partner. It was the most romantic thing she said was, what are you doing on Thursday? She was already in a position to set the next time to meet. Now, this is something that doesn't necessarily happen from, you know, a lot of guys' experience.
I bet, like, the guys are listening to this, like, what?
Yeah, like, I mean, guys understand that we're always in a position and in the driver's seat of, like, setting that next day. We're almost just, like, bombarded by the expectation that we need to do those things. And where I was doing that for a lot of time and with a lot of the dates and girls that I would see, it became something they found comfort in, and so much comfort that they didn't think that they needed to make more of an effort. So, you know, I had to take a step back. But with her, like, it was just when I dropped her off, she said it, and I was like, wow, like, you know, that was it. Like, and me and my friend were having a conversation about that today, and it happened to him, and it just really showed me how powerful it is when someone is sure and knows what they want, because she could have said that. And I could have, you know, kind of thrown it away. But she went for it regardless, had no expectation. And I think that's what we're trying to, the message we're putting out there today is that just go for it.
Yeah.
And live the experience. And even if you're rejected or whatever, you have something
honestly,
to work with.
Honestly, if the woman is then like, oh, I don't know, I'm not, you know, beyond the normal level. And by the way, if you go to HayleyQuinn.com/hermind, I've got videos on how to deal with this stuff. But, you know, if she's really, really, really evasive and is truly difficult to pin down, and you know what, she doesn't return your calls and she's playing all kinds of games, seriously, just leave it. Just go, this person is not emotionally stable in the right headspace to be the person I want them to be right now. And then that's the case where you go, actually, there are plenty more fish in the sea.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the right application of plenty more fish in the sea. Although I have to say, if she is like, hey, I'm willing, let's hang out. And then you go, maybe there's plenty more fish in the sea. That's the wrong application.
That's the wrong application. Yeah, exactly.
We're sorting it all out today. final thing. Something, and maybe this is to do with women or relationships, something you didn't think when you were younger would be possible, but absolutely is possible.
So another one was just really understanding that you are the sole sole seed of your life. And what I mean by that is that anything you choose to plant, you are in charge of whether it grows. You are in charge of cultivating that. And I guess it's something, because I was a very present child, I would sometimes give up on two things. I didn't see past a certain time frame. I couldn't see what was going to happen in the future. So I didn't almost see the importance of actually doing certain things now. But as I sort of grew up and I saw the consequences of the negative seeds that I planted and the positives, I really then began to see that, okay, things take time. So what I plant is going to be very important in terms of its growth and the outcomes of that. So, you know, I'm a big believer in, like, your efforts now will be your fruits tomorrow. So,
yes. Yeah. Exactly, and ripeness is all. So stick with it, plant some seeds. And that sounds really sexual.
I know. I just heard plant it now.
You know, in the women's podcast, I said something about riding.
The train.
And now we've got planting seeds in the men's podcast. What a nightmare. What is up with my brain today? It must be because I'm going to blame
it. Well, I said that one.
Okay, here it is. It's the hot weather. It's May. What can I say? I'm a terrible human. Anyway, on that bombshell, I'm going to end my podcast. As you know, guys, I keep it real over here and I'm pretty candid. And I hope that, though, in all of the humor and silliness and me making inappropriate jokes, there are some good life lessons, particularly the ones relating to how you can get better with women. So if you've loved what you've heard today, please subscribe and share this podcast, comment on it, rate it. We do this for free because we want to bring you some great advice. And also, if you want to hear more about Charles, where can they find out about you?
You can follow me on all sorts of social media platforms, so Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Facebook, it's Rare Thoughts, so that's it'll just be Rare Thoughts, as in, like, thinking thoughts. And Instagram, it's Rare_thoughts, and Twitter is the same as well. I've also got a website where I do write articles, which is www.rare-thoughts.com.
We think. You know what? I'll put a link in. Let's say we're going for it and we're going with the flow today. So anyway, I will be back again next week with another episode of Attraction HQ. And thank you so much for listening and spending your time with me.
Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.